It's a bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys on 760 WJR. Sponsored by Pro Home Improvement, celebrating Make-A-Wish Michigan Month. To get a free estimate today and get 15% off your roof, siding, gutters, insulation, and windows, visit ProHomeMI.com. Now here are the Inside Outside Guys, Ken Calverley and Chuck Bridenstine.
We love to call it the Education Hour because we spend the hour educating you on a certain trade and a certain company. And today, this next hour is sponsored by Pro Home Improvement.
We are really fortunate to have the owner of Pro Home with us, who's been with the Inside Outside Guys for a lot of years, and they are expert at turning your ugly 40, 50-year-old home into a beautiful new home.
Stick around if you want to get rid of the house uglies. You're thinking about roofing, siding, insulation, windows. You want to stick around for the next hour of the Inside Outside Guys as we talk to owner Tim Percasey of Pro Home Improvement.
Welcome back to the bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys show, sponsored by Pro Home Improvement, your solution to the house uglies. We've got the owner, Tim Percasey, with us. Tim, remind people that have already come to know you and maybe the people that have not yet heard about you, how you started Pro Home Improvement and how you got in this business.
Sure. Well, Pro Home Improvement was started in 2006. However, I did not come on board till 2011. That's when I took over the company, and we started growing from there. I actually came to the company because I lost my other job in construction in the 2008 housing crisis, and nobody was looking to hire anybody, so I had to do something.
And this is how it wound up. Jeez. What's important to you at Pro Home Improvement? What are some of the most important things?
Most important thing is keeping the customers happy and also my employees happy. I find those to be the two most important things to me, because if I can have consistency with my employees and I don't have a bunch of turnover, then they know that I want the customer taken care of, and it's a cycle that continues on and on and on. So I make sure to take care of customers and employees.
And it's funny, people might say, well, of course he's going to say that. But understand, if any company doesn't make that their main mission, they're not going to succeed.
No, I think focusing on customers first or employees first, I treat them equal in my mind. So that's how I've always operated.
How important is trust to you with both of those groups?
Oh, it's 100% important. I mean, if you don't have trust, then what are we doing here? You know, we try to have a great presence on the internet. All our reviews you can read. You know, we have 400 some reviews on Home Advisor, dating back to 11 when I started, 2011. So, you know, you can see the history there. You can see that we take care of customers. You can see that we honor our guarantee. And if we didn't, by now, those things would be quite evident.
He used that word again, Ken. We love this company.
From day one, 2010, you guys first became a team partner of the Inside Outside Guys. And I remember after the first break saying, are you sure you want to keep throwing that guarantee word out? And Yep, that's our word, guarantee.
Yep, we've never changed it yet.
So explain what that means, because so many of our listeners are shopping around for companies that seem to be able to do what Pro Home Improvement does.
Well, so we have a 25-year guarantee on our products, and it's real simple. If you have any problem with your roof or your siding or your gutters, you call us. We handle the problem. Now, we don't push you back on the manufacturer. We don't prorate your warranty. It all goes back to labor and materials from day one. So if there's any issues, you know, we're going to handle it. And then let's say it was a shingle manufacturing issue. We'll go back to the manufacturer and argue with them so the homeowner doesn't have to.
When it comes to the projects that Pro Home Improvement does, we can't stress enough how important what you just said is. There are companies out there that want homeowners to pull their own permits. If there's a problem, they got to talk to the manufacturer of the shingles. You put a 25-year warranty behind your work because you know it works. You're that confident when you're done, you're not going to hear from them in the next 25 years. And if you do, you know you can take care of it.
That's exactly right. And you were speaking about permits. We pull all the permits for the homeowners. They don't have to do a thing when they sign up with us. We go to the city. We see, get the correct permitting, set up the proper inspections, whether it's an open inspection for the roof or siding, the final inspections. We handle it all. There's nothing that the homeowner has to do other than write a check.
And Chuck, you and I have talked about this, buddy, how important that is with the relationship between the contractors and the jurisdictions and the cities. And I guarantee so many jurisdictions know Pro Home Improvement, and it makes it easier for you both.
Oh, yeah. We're pulling 20, 30 permits a week. You know, we're very familiar with all the cities and who works there. And they're familiar with our work, too. So, you know, we don't get inspections disapproved very often. Sometimes there'll be a problem and they catch it and we go fix it and we move on. You know, we're not perfect. We never claim to be. But, yeah, we have a great relationship with all the cities.
And with your manufacturers, too, Ken and I have talked about this, supply chain issues. You guys have been working right through all the huge crisis that everybody's talking about, and you're able to get to jobs.
Now we are, yes. It's really lightened up a lot. Siding was a problem for a while, but now no longer it is. You know, they're in stock and ready to go with 20, 30 colors right down the road. So we're not having those supply issues anymore, thank God.
We get a lot of emails with people who want to take their old aluminum siding and do something with it, and they're not sure, and they can paint it, and they can do all sorts of things with it. But what they can't do when they paint it is make it more energy efficient. And you guys are very good at doing that. Once you do siding, you're going to put a house wrap on the house when you're done, and they can't do that. Talk about your siding. You do a lot of siding, do you not?
We do a lot of siding. What we start with first, like in your situation that you're describing with the aluminum, we'll take off the aluminum, we'll get down to the wood, then we're going to add a half inch or a 3/4 inch piece of foam, whichever one the customer wants. We have different programs. If you add the half inch, the standard foam that we put on every house, that'll add R3 to your insulation value. And then after that, we take it's kind of like Tyvek. It has our
house wrap.
It's house wrap, yes. And we put that over the foam. Now, what that foam does is, one, it creates energy efficiency, but two, it also smooths out your home. So if there's any deficiencies, by the time we get to the siding looks pretty smooth and nice. Now, we can't fix every house from, you know, 1950s, but it helps that to eliminate a lot of the curves that go down your home.
I bet you can.
We see a lot of poorly installed jobs. It's not a do-it-yourself job. So what all types of work and material and product can Pro Home Improvement supply to our listeners, Tim?
So we try to stay in our lane with our five categories. We do roofing, siding, gutters, insulation, and windows. That's pretty much all we want to do. You know, I see a lot of companies, yeah, we can do your deck. Yeah, we can do your fence. We stay away from that. We do the five products we know. Now, if you need an electrician or a plumber or something, we can always recommend one to you, but those aren't things that we want to get involved with. We want to stay in our lane and do our five products.
And your people are trained, I'm sorry, to do those products specifically.
100%. That's the only thing we train on is the products that we install.
Now, when you say you train, continuing education is very important. How do you give your people continuing education?
Every year we have a trip down to CertainTeed if they want to go to see how shingles are made, and it changes every year. I believe it's in Ohio, the manufacturing facility down there, so they can see how shingles are made. They can see the evolving technology. They can ask any questions they want. They really get a feel of how the shingles are made. As far as siding goes, you know, we're constantly training on siding and the new and improved ways to install things and the new and improved products that are coming out.
Well, one of the things we love about Pro Home Improvement is you like to give back. Real quick, can you tell people out there how you love to give back at Pro Home Improvement?
So our big thing is coming up, which will be our Make-A-Wish Month. Every March, we donate 1 to 200 from every job sold to Make-A-Wish in the hopes of granting a wish. And that'll be highlighted later in the show.
Hey, everyone, stick around with more from Pro Home Improvement right here on AM 760 WJR.
Welcome back to this bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys on WJR. Sponsored by Pro Home Improvement, celebrating Make-A-Wish Michigan Month. To get a free estimate today and get 15% off your roof, siding, gutters, insulation, and windows, visit ProHomeMI.com. Once again, here are Ken and Chuck.
The guys first met Pro Home Improvement back in 2010 at the Pontiac Silverdome, and they've been a trusted team partner ever since.
We've got the owner, Tim Porcasse, with us. Tim, let's talk roofing and siding during this segment, and maybe you can highlight some success stories you've had with clients over the years.
Yeah, we've done tons of roofs and really nice siding jobs. One of my favorite roofs we ever did was a long, long time ago down in Brush Park, which is actually, the house is actually now directly across the street from where they built the LCA. We stripped an old slate roof, and we ended up doing it with shingles that look like slate to mimic the original, what was done in the 1800s. And that was probably my favorite roofing job of all time. We've done a ton of siding jobs that I really love over the years. Too many to probably even mention, but that roof really stuck out for me.
How many looks of shingles, how many different looks of sidings are there out there?
You can pretty much, whatever you can imagine, we can pretty much do nowadays. I mean, they have shakes, they have cedar split shakes, you know, half round scallop shakes, they have fake brick siding, you know, there's
stone, right.
Anything you want, we can get. And you know, we'll recommend what products we think will look good on your home. And if you guys pick a color that, or a color combination that we might not think might look so good, we're going to tell you that and make sure, you know, you don't want to spend $20,000 or $30,000 to have a green and purple house. So we make sure.
Some people do, though.
And they do, but we make sure we interject. Hey, you know, we've been doing this for a long time. We'd like to help. And sometimes I found people just say no, 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 and go ahead. And when we're done, it actually looks pretty damn good. So.
And it's going to last today. It's a different product than it was when you got in the industry, right? You put a darker blue on your own home.
Yeah, the technology has come a long way. There's a lot of dark colors out there that we were afraid to install 10, 12 years ago that we have no problem doing. Like you said, even on my own home, I have a darker blue siding on my home. It's been there since, I believe, 2015. No fading whatsoever. 8 years.
And the faux sidings you were just talking about a minute ago, the stones, the cedar shakes, you name it, they look so much better today than they did just 10 or 12 years ago.
They do.
10 or 12 years ago, you look at it and go, that's fake.
Yes.
Now you got to go knock on it, take a really close look at it.
You do. Even the brick, which I'm not a huge fan of, as I've told you guys in the past, but if you're standing at the street, you cannot tell that that's siding and not brick.
And that's you.
I cannot tell, no.
Yeah.
When I get up close, of course, I can tell, but the technology advancements are unbelievable.
What is a, I don't want to say perfect job, but what is a job that you love to do? If you go to a house, do you like doing everything at one time and walking away and seeing what you did? In other words, if you go into a house, you do the roof, you do the siding, you do a house wrap, you do insulation, do windows. I got to think those people are going to have a much, much more. As a matter of fact, I know they're going to have a much more efficient house by the time you leave.
Those are my favorite jobs, and there's been a lot of them over the years. Well, we have 5 products, and we do them all. Because, like I tell people, if you're going to do siding now and you have original windows, you better do the windows first or you're doing it wrong.
Right.
So I always try to steer them in the right, you know, in the right avenue to get the products installed correctly. You want to do windows before siding. Ideally, you know, you want to do a roof before you do the siding.
Or
you don't
gutters.
Want shingles falling down, you know, on your brand new siding when they're stripping them off your roof. So my favorite jobs are when we do all 5 products, and we've had a lot of those. Last year, we did a beautiful one in Commerce where we did a roof, a metal roof, windows, gutters, and siding. And we even did some real brick for the gentleman, and it turned out beautiful.
Do people call you and say, I can't believe this is my house?
We've had that, yes. You know, when we can do a house like that, we've transformed, you know, the 90s looking builder grade homes, and they look up to date within a job like that would probably take us 2 weeks, and we'd be in and out of here.
Wow.
Now, Tim, a lot of people would think, okay, I'm going to call a window company, I'm going to call a roofing company, I'm going to call an insulation company,
siding company.
And tell them, why does it make sense to just call Pro Home Improvement for all of them at one time?
Well, we offer all those products, and when we can just work with ourselves in the scheduling department, we know which way to go. You know, we're going to do your roof, and then we're going to do your windows, and then we're going to do your siding, and then we're going to do your gutters. Insulation, you know, that can be done at a later date if it's in the attic or something like that. Or if it's in the walls, we'll do it in the walls when we strip off your old siding, so that way you don't have to have any holes.
Yeah, and no doubt it's going to be much less expensive if you've got your mobilizing a crew to go out and do everything at one time than them hiring 4 or 5 different companies to do those things.
Correct, and then you'd have to come up with 4 or 5 different payments, whereas we have our partners that will loan you the money all in one job. And you know, we've had a lot of these jobs where, you know, they're $78,000, $90,000, and the person doesn't have to pay till the job is completely done. Not a cent up front. Once they're happy, they sign off on the paperwork, and then we get paid.
Wow, we get so many questions about how big a deposit should I give? You just said not a cent up front until the job is done.
With the financing, that is how it goes. Yeah. With our normal jobs, if you are going to pay cash, you know, we do ask for a deposit up front, just a good faith deposit, whether that's cash or credit or check, however that is. But if we get your full project financed, we're not going to get paid till that job is completed.
For just a second, I want to go back to that good faith deposit. I love that saying because just for an example, someone out there, if it's a $20,000 job, $1,000 is a good faith deposit, isn't it? So in other words, those people are telling you, we are going to use you. You're going to tell us this time, and that for you knows that you're safe to go start that job, start ordering the material to get it into the system,
get the permits.
Yes, exactly.
Depending on the job cost, what we'll usually ask for is like 30% to 50% deposit, because we have to go buy all the materials, we have to secure everything, we have to get it to the job site. You know, and you don't pay until the job is done and you're happy. We don't have any stipulations in our contract where there's payments, you know, at X portion of the job. You pay once a deposit.
Very simple.
Once when the job is finished. So
not
we
only
try
that,
to make it easy.
I'm sorry. The scheduling thing, you know, and you alluded to it with your question, Ken, being able to just make one phone call to Pro Home and get all of these things scheduled at once is huge for a buyer in this market.
We have one person that takes care of scheduling here. So when Justin or Keith give you a call, depending on who's here that day, they're going to schedule your project all the way through. You know, if you did have roofing and siding and windows, we're going to give you dates for all those jobs and when we're going to start.
Yeah, and also warranty issues. You have an issue with one of those, you call one company. You have an issue with two of those, you call one company. You have an issue with all of them, you call one company one time, and Pro Home Improvement will take care of it.
Correct.
Now, you mentioned when you were discussing roofs, metal roofs. Pro Home will also do metal roofs or combination metal and shingle?
Yep, we've done them before. A real popular one is if somebody has a porch that might be detached from the home or doesn't connect to the main roof, a lot of times we'll put an accent and metal roof there. And then, you know, we'll match. Let's say if we do a black metal roof, we'll do black shingles. It looks really good.
It really does.
You could do a black metal roof with pewter shingles that look really, or gray shingles. It all comes together really nicely.
Wow. And again, the color of the shingles is endless, correct? I mean, you used to have an issue. There's no supply chain issues at all anymore?
Not anymore, no. We can pretty much get every color in a timely fashion and get it installed on your home quickly.
And you use a system from CertainTeed.
Yes, we do. We use, you know, their starter. We use their exhaust vents. We use their underlayment. We use their ice and water. You know, we try to make it all a system. We just know if we install it correctly with great products that we are not going to have a problem, and that's why we give you the 25-year guarantee.
All right. Well, you happen to have another passion and something that we all have a passion in this room, and that's kids and helping kids. When we get back from break, we're going to talk about how Pro Home Improvement helps kids. It's one of the many reasons we love Pro Home Improvement. Hey, stick around for more with our good friends at Pro Home Improvement, only on AM 760 WJR.
The Inside Outside Guys Show and the Bonus Hour, sponsored by Pro Home Improvement. You know, the guys are happy and blessed fathers, and we know that the owner of Pro Home Improvement, Tim, is also a father that spends a lot of time with his kids coaching, watching them play ball, Tim.
Yep. I coach some in baseball, flag football, bowling now, and a little bit of basketball.
Is that partially tied into why Make-A-Wish Michigan is such a big issue for your Pro Home Improvement?
When we started our company and it started to take off, you know, we were looking at ways to give back in the community. And one that I felt was above reproach was Make-A-Wish. So, you know, I reached out to them, figured out how I could help. That was probably in 2012 or 13. I'm not positive which year we started, but I think it was 12. I think this will be our 11th year of Wishes. So we've been going strong ever since.
So you brought a partner of Make-A-Wish in with you, Ray Ann Yeskowatz, who's going to talk to us about how they, how our listeners can get involved. Ray Ann?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, happy to be here and talk a little bit more about wish granting and what that means in our community. So Make-A-Wish Michigan, we've been here since 1984, and we've granted 11,000 wishes to children in our state. And so that's a lot of kids and their families really experiencing the life-changing power of wishes and what that means. There's lots of different wish types that are happening. So it's things like, you know, wishes to have maybe a place that, like ones that Pro Home Improvement have helped support in the past, or going to Disney World or trips to Hawaii, different things like that. Whatever a child can really imagine and dream up, that's what we want to do. We want to help these children that are critically ill experience the hope and the strength and all the joy that wishes can provide.
There's more to it than just the playhouse and the tree or the trip to Disney World, though. Can you talk about that a little bit?
I sure can. It is. It's a large process. I mean, it takes a community, right? So I would like to highlight some of our volunteers. I mean, we have, you know, over 600 active volunteers helping grant wishes. So that's one way that people can get involved. It's as easy as going onto our website and signing up, and that staying with a child through the start of them, you know, being accepted into the program, which I can talk about in a moment. But volunteers pair up with two people to follow that child through their wish journey, help them identify their wish, and then see that to completion. And so we always are looking for more help. That's not a staff job. That really is the community pulling together to make that happen. So that's one way. Other ways that people participate with our organization is, you know, it's making gifts, it's companies getting involved, it's individuals making gifts, or even supporting our events. So on May 6th, the first Saturday in the month of May, it will be our Walk for Wishes at the Detroit Zoo. It's always a really fun time for families, especially, to come out, participate, and be together with some of our wish kids too.
May 6th, make sure you let us know about that before it comes up. We want to make sure we tell people about that.
Absolutely. Okay? Thank you.
You know, as parents, and we all are here, I always tell people, you don't talk about it, you don't think about it, because as parents, you can never prepare for an illness or something happening to your children. And you talk about how each child has two people assigned to them through their wish. That takes a special person, doesn't it, to be able to do that and spend that time with that child?
It sure does, but I also want to make sure that it feels really welcoming, because you think of that and it's like, you know, you could sign up with your best friend or your spouse, right? So, or a stranger even, if you just are looking to connect. And we think of that role as actually really positive, because you're being with the child, you're being with that family, and you really get to know them and make that connection, and you're helping them through, you know, it is a difficult time having a critical illness, and for that family, their siblings, but this is the light, right? This is the fun that they get to have to dream about a wish, and so our volunteers help make that happen.
Do you train your volunteers? Do you give them some tips on how to move forward?
Absolutely.
Yeah, of course.
There's a whole process. I mean, you know, as simple things as, like, you know, background checks and filling out the application. but beyond that, there is a full training that we make sure that people feel very confident that they know what to expect before they begin the process. Because it's a commitment to become a volunteer. You stay with that one wish child for usually over a year. So it's on your own time throughout, you know, each month to check in. But it is a commitment, so we do take that very seriously. I mean, other ways that you can get involved are events, too. So there's ways that people can support us without wanting to be a wish-granting volunteer. We have office volunteers and things like that as well. So I hope that helps just understand that, yes, people are trained. It is so important to our organization, because we have to find these qualified children with a critical illness and then pair them up with their volunteer and raise the funds so that their wishes can be granted.
And as far as the funds go, I imagine sometimes it's not just about raising the funds for the child, but they want to go somewhere, let's say Disneyland. You also got to raise funds for the family to go along with them, correct?
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, when you think about a wish, and I know Tim was talking about this just off air with me, saying, how much does that cost? What does that look like? It's probably changed over the years, maybe some increased expenses. And it's true. Right now, our average value of a wish is about $10,000. Some of that is just the cash that we have to put out to pay for things, as well as in-kind support. So, you know, when we think of, let's say, Disney World, they're a wonderful partner for us, and that a lot of the cost associated with that is reduced. But it's still, it's the airfare, it's hotel stays. It different kinds of wishes just have different expenses, so they're not all equal, but that average value is $10,000.
So you need more business partners like Pro Home Improvement. I mean, this company has contributed $80,000 over the years. But when you talk about the increased cost, way more than that. Yeah, in so some of the projects we know that you were involved with those tree houses. But having said that, are you looking for business partners as well as active volunteers?
I would say yes. And Pro Home Improvement has been such an incredible partner. I mean, looking at raising funds when they do their Star Sales campaign, but as well as in-kind support. So you're seeing that on both fronts. And it truly is what we need in the community. I mean, it's individuals, it's companies, it's your employer coming together, maybe even raising funds from an employee giving program. Whatever.
Great
the case,
idea.
Yeah, there's so many different ways. I mean, you don't want to limit it. You want to say, how can we help you reach your philanthropic goals?
So for people out there like that are looking to help, how can they get a hold of Make-A-Wish Michigan?
Absolutely. It's as easy as reaching out to us. They can find us online at michigan.wish.org.
And your event at the Detroit Zoo, if people wanted to be part of that, can they just show up or should they go to your website first and pre-register?
If you're going to attend one of our events, yes, you should register in advance. We need to know who's coming and get tickets and things like that organized. It gives you an opportunity to fundraise before you show up. I mean, that's the part that's really helpful to our mission, too, is being able to reach out to the community, tell your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues, that you're excited about Make-A-Wish Michigan and that you want to raise funds to help these critically ill children, and then show up that day and collect together as a family, as a neighborhood, to participate in the fun.
One thing I like the idea of is kids helping kids and getting the message out there to our children how blessed they are and how lucky we are to be healthy. And there aren't kids out there. You know, there are kids out there that need our help, and maybe talking to your kids or talking to people at the schools and getting some fundraisers that way for the kids can get more involved, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, when you were just talking about, you know, our children, right, and two fronts there, I would say absolutely we do work with school systems on fundraising, and it's important from an education perspective as well as fundraising. And then for who qualifies for a wish, it is good to just understand that it's not a nomination process or anything like that. It is for children that have a critical illness, and there's lots of different diagnoses that qualify. So we work with medical providers to make sure that we're reaching every eligible child. And right now, one of our commitments as we move forward in 2023, you know, we're trying to have our largest wish granting year ever. Our goal is to grant 475 wishes, which
is... So you need help.
We do need help.
Wow.
It's quite a lot of children, and there's more in our state that need our help. And part of that commitment, too, is to reach out to all communities, especially our underserved communities. We're looking at some grassroots programs in Detroit, Michigan, to make sure that people know that we're here, that there's not a cost to receive a wish, so that if your child is eligible because they have a critical condition, they're welcome to have their magical wish granted from our organization because of our partners.
What is the Wish a Mile bicycle tour in July?
Oh, yeah. No, that's a great question. Our upcoming event is in July. It's the Wish a Mile bicycle tour. It's July 28th through the 31st, and it is for cycling enthusiasts, is usually how I say that, because it is a 300-mile bike ride. So it's 100 miles a day for 3 days, and the community does really rally around this event. It's one of our largest fundraisers, and is a great way to connect with other people that, you know, have that same cycling passion to be able to support Wish Grant.
Well, where do you go 100 miles a day for 3 days? Did you just plan routes as it gets closer?
No. I mean, we have a whole team that's dedicated to making sure that route is organized and goes through various communities. So it is, it's a marked path. There's volunteers. There's about 800 riders who ride in the Wish a Mile tour. And I think we've even now have some people that do it virtually on their own if they can't carve out those specific days. So it is a well-orchestrated event that starts up in Traverse City, Michigan, and we end in Marshall, Michigan.
Rayanne Yeskowatz from Make a Wish Michigan, thank you so much for coming on with us today. And if anyone is out there driving and they didn't have time to write down any contact information, be sure to email the Inside Outside guys. We will make sure to get you Rayanne's contact information. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Stick around for more with Pro Home Improvement and the Inside Outside guys, only on AM 760 WJR.
Welcome back to this bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys on WJR. Sponsored by Pro Home Improvement, celebrating Make-A-Wish Michigan Month. To get a free estimate today and get 15% off your roof, siding, gutters, insulation, and windows, visit ProHomeMI.com. Once again, here are Ken and Chuck.
Welcome back to the bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys, sponsored by Pro Home Improvement. We're already in segment five, but we want to thank Rayanne, and she gave us an 800 number, 800-622-WISH. If anybody wants to get involved in any way, shape, or form, a cash donation, a volunteer, you want to participate in one of the events they've got coming up, 800-622-WISH.
All right. We're talking to Pro Home Improvement, longtime team partner of the Inside Outside Guys. Tim, you say you use the word guarantee a lot, and you've got to be very confident when you use that word guarantee, and you've got to be very confident in the materials that you use, and you mentioned CertainTeed. Talk about why you like the CertainTeed roofing product the most.
We've been using CertainTeed since I started, and you know, whenever we had an issue or a question arise from a customer, maybe we didn't know the answer, I'll call up CertainTeed, and their representative will go out to the house with me, take a look at it, give their honest feedback, and you know, they've been instrumental in helping us and helping our customers put up, you know, they supply us with the best products. They give us great training. We install those products and we don't have any problem.
And with the continuing education that you guys continue to get, you have a select distinction from them, do you not?
We are a select shingle master. There's master shingle applicators. We're also on the Pro Advisory Council, which the Roofing Advisory Council, which meets once a year, goes over things in the industry, trends that are coming up, what we see, and ways to make it better moving forward. So we consider them a really good partner.
I like that. So they think so much of what you do that you are on their advisory council moving forward as a manufacturer.
We are. We give our opinion, and you know, they take it for what it's worth. They take the opinions of a lot of other contractors, not just us as well. You know, I think there's like 10 or 12 that are on that council, so they get a lot of feedback. We all are pretty much saying the same thing, and CertainTeed will, you know, they're a very progressive company. They will make changes based on what we say in the field and what they're seeing in the field.
And that is so important, the relationship that you have between the professional Pro Home Improvement and the suppliers, CertainTeed. They don't want bad people putting roofs, their products. They don't want people putting bad roofs on houses with their product because it does them no good. And here's the thing that we've seen, Chuck and I, that someone can get a three bids on a house. They can get one bid for $12,000, next bid's $18,000, next bid $24,000. People got to take a look at that. When you do a job, and here's what we love about Pro Home Improvement. When you guys do a job, Chuck, we always talk about the warranty. It's you and it's CertainTeed. That is so important. If your warranty says, and this is all it says, if you have a problem, you contact a manufacturer, you really need to think twice about that.
Yeah, that's not a warranty. That's you calling 1-800 numbers and sitting on hold for
exactly,
an hour.
Exactly, yes.
Here, you just call our phone number. We pick it up, we'll come out, inspect the situation, and move on from there. Whatever needs to be done, we will do. So, you know, it's really important to check the warranty. And I always tell people, look, what you just said, you might get three different prices, right? We're never going to be the cheapest price you get, I promise you that. We're never going to be the most expensive either. We're going to be somewhere in the middle. But we like to say that even though we're in the middle, we're using the highest quality products with the highest quality people to install those.
You can't call yourself the best unless you do that.
Right. I mean, I couldn't call myself the best and charge the cheapest prices. There's no way.
No. How important is it to have your own crews that you've trained? trained and your partner manufacturing companies like Mastic and CertainTeed have trained?
We use the same crews on pretty much every job. So, you know, we've known them over the years, over the past 10, 11, 12 years. We get to know these crews and we work with them and they know what we want. They know how we want our products installed. So it just like with the employees, we like to build up trust with our crews too. They know that we're going to take care of them. They know we're going to pay them in a timely fashion. And they know what we're looking for as far as the install goes. You know, we want top quality. We always tell them it's very simple. If you wouldn't put it on your house, don't put it on a customer's house.
We love it. We love it. Chuck and I say the same thing about our team partners. We would not, if they're on the inside outs, the guys, we're going to let them work on our house as well. Something that is so important, and I know you are probably the only one that knows this, is when the job's done. How important the cleanup. You can do a phenomenal job for somebody, but if you leave a mess, you just took an A-plus job down to a B-minus or a C. How important is that kind of stuff, especially with the nails and the stuff you do? It could be dangerous, right?
What I always tell people is, you know, we bring, for instance, when we do a roof, we bring magnets out and we sweep under the dumpster and we're going to go round and round and we may miss a nail or two, you know, especially in the winter. And what I always tell them this time of year, you know, if there's snow on the ground and we did roofs, because we do them all year long, not just in the summer, hey, when spring comes, call us back. We're going to do a thorough cleanup. We can't clean up everything in the snow, but just call us back out. We'll come back as soon as the snow melts and we'll get your yard taken care of. But yes, cleanup is very important. It's a very important part of the project.
And with your siding, you've also been awarded Master Elite Contractor. What does that mean to people?
Well, our partner there is Mastic, so it's Mastic Elite Contractor. We have gone through all their training to install their siding. Mastic is the only siding I use, like with CertainTeed.
I love that.
I trust their product. I trust its thickness. Like I've told you guys in the past, I've been on my house for 7-8 years. Numerous baseballs have hit it and never cracked it. So,
you know, that's the test, isn't it?
It is. I see it in action on my own home. So, you know, they're high quality companies, and I like to use high quality companies.
And it is so important when it comes to the high quality. I mean, they can make those shingles cheaper, they can make the siding cheaper, but over time, people are going to see the cheapness. I mean, I've seen siding that you lean up against in a cold weather and it cracks.
I mean, if I had a beautiful house and I paid $10,000 more than another quote, and I loved everything about it, I wouldn't be mad about that $10,000. But if I saved $10,000 and my shingles started falling off the roof or curling, I would be pretty upset that I didn't spend the money to do it correctly.
Tim, with the sidings, I've been in this industry long enough, and Ken has too, to see the vinyls undergo radical changes. So if somebody pays that extra money to get a value job, are they still going to be happy with it 20 years down the road, the vinyl?
I can speak from my point of view. 8 years in, mine looks like the day it was done. I love it still. It's still beautiful. You know, I don't have, the only thing I would say, and mine isn't even at this point yet after 8 years, because I have all white trim. Okay. Maybe in the next 5 years, I might need to power wash the trim. That's about it. And that's a Saturday afternoon job I can do it myself.
That's
so
huge.
You know, you put it on your home, it's pretty much virtually maintenance free for the entire life of your home.
And for people who may not have caught the previous segments, Tim, what again is the warranty? I'm sorry. The guarantee and all this stuff we're talking about?
25 years. 25 years. You call us. Any problems, we take care of. Like I said, we're not going to refer you to the manufacturer. We're not going to refer you to a supplier. Just call us.
We love referring Pro Home Improvement because you take such great care of our people, and because of the fact that if there ever is an issue, which we really don't have any with your company, but we know that all we got to do is say, call Tim.
Yep. Call us. We'll handle it. We are not perfect. We will make mistakes.
Sure.
But we will fix them.
It's a high-touch business.
Absolutely. I also want to remind people, March is Make-A-Wish Month. Every job for Home Improvement is going to set aside $100 to $200 to make sure they hit a goal of $6,000 to help some child's wish come true. Tim, thank you for joining us today. Thanks for coming on. And thank you for taking such great care of our listeners over the year. We have gotten such great feedback about Pro Home Improvement over the years. You guys really do a great job. And if you are out there listening to the show and you're thinking about roofing and siding in the future, get on the schedule today, because we know before you know it, you're going to have a stack probably 12 inches high of jobs to do. So the sooner they call you, the better, right?
Yes. If you call now, we can get your roofing or siding project done before summer.
And great financing rates as well if they need financing.
Excellent. We have five different financing options.
Tim said if he gets a phone call today from a listener, even if the project is months away, there'll be a 15% discount?
Yeah, all the Inside Outside Guys listeners, we're going to offer them a 15% discount. We'll call it our spring discount. We want to get these jobs scheduled now, get you on the schedule. So if you wait until summer and schedule a job, your job will not be done till almost winter. So we want to definitely get them in now.
Tim, you're awesome. We appreciate everything you do for our listeners.
I love it,
sir. You've been listening to the Inside Outside Guys featuring Pro Home Improvement only on AM 760 WJR.